you might have started while stuck at home.
Or maybe now you want to.
Either way, we're here to help.
We're Nelson's Nursery and Water Gardens.
West Houston's full-service local nursery.
Growing your skills and your yard.
Whether you're a garden newbie or a ninja.
Get needed device and plants that last.
Freshly delivered weekly.
And soil, fertilizers, treatments, all you need.
We make it easy.
One stop, trusted advice.
That's why West Houston trusts Nelson's Nursery.
And Water Gardens.
Katie, Fort Bend Road.
You can find us.
Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy Mosier with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
And howdy, gardeners. I am here with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, and this is Home Show Garden Pros that you are listening to with your cup of coffee or cup of tea all bundled up this morning, kind of getting ready for your day. And I love that Anita was talking about what's on your shelf. I have a question, Anita, about the tools you were talking about. But is there anything we can have on our shelf or we should have on our shelf as a fertilizer or as any sort of remediation that we should have handy, or does it go bad?
I, of course, use MicroLife. I always keep on hand the green bag.
Oh, yeah, the
624.
Oh, okay. I don't know what the...
The blue bag is the one for ornamentals, for fruit, flowers, and vegetables.
Okay.
It has the little yellow pieces of sulfur in there.
Okay.
And so I always have those.
Okay. All right.
And, of course, they're always sealed up tight and kept up high so the dogs can't get into them.
Right.
I learned that lesson the hard way.
Right.
Yeah.
And I know you like the liquid seaweed.
I keep liquid seaweed and Ocean Harvest on hand, and molasses.
Oh,
at all
okay.
times. Yes.
All right. So those are some
other... it's soil stimulator.
Okay.
My four liquids.
Soil stimulator in the liquid form. All right.
It's made by Medina.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, those are great. And then...
Now, I sold you some the other day. Did
yes.
you use it?
Now, that's the one that I'm using in my potted plants,
yes.
right? Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. Yes. I put it in just uh-huh. like you do. I put it in my little buckets.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I go out on the patio, I pick it up and it's already in there ready to go.
Yeah, that's what I do too.
Yeah, yeah. So those are items then that you can maybe add to your list if you've got a gardener or even someone who's dabbling in gardening. Help them out with moving towards the organic way. Yeah.
Make
you know?
make a garden basket with
right.
a fertilizer, a pair of gloves, and a trowel and a
yeah.
clippers.
Yeah, yeah, that's a great idea.
And even a seasoned gardener would appreciate that gift for the same reason I was mentioning why I have multiple tools.
Right.
Because
you can't have too many, you know, clippers or
no.
scissors.
No.
And those are easy things to buy. What a great idea. Well, I mm-hmm. love that. That's a good, that'll be a fun treat for somebody. You are listening to Home Show Garden Pros. Anita Nelson is our Home Show Garden Pro this morning. And this is a knowledge co-op of nursery owners and experts who come on the show, and you have heard from Plants for All Seasons and Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center and Nelson's Nursery and Water Gardens, and Enchanted has been on the show. So we have got all sorts of great information from these experts. And as I mentioned earlier, you can also send a question through homeshowgardenpro.com. And there's an Ask a Pro link, and you can send that to us, and we can answer your question here, and then we will send a response back. You know, you also have a Facebook page, right, Anita?
Yes, we do.
At mm-hmm. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. Mm-hmm. So go to the little search button right on Facebook, and then you just type in Nelson's Nursery and Water Gardens, and it'll pop up. You can follow
yes.
them. And I love... Nature's Way and Plants for All Seasons also have their Facebook pages, and so does Home Show Garden Pros, by the way.
And it's good. I like the whole Facebook thing because you don't have to keep a calendar in your head
yeah.
because the Facebook prompts will remind you when you need to do certain things in the garden.
Right.
And all of us do that.
I love that.
We all remind our gardeners when to do this or that.
Exactly. And then what is in, so you kind of, you know, if you're new at it, or if you just need a reminder of, mm-hmm. yeah, let's plant this now and not something that I had in mind. You know,
yes.
they can at least guide you in the right direction. But great information, not even to mention the beautiful pictures that you can enjoy. So, you know, something positive on some of those social media outlets. So you've got the websites, you have the Facebook pages, and, you know, you can also listen to this on podcasts.
That's what I do.
If somebody likes to sleep in on a Saturday morning, or they missed one, or they missed part of it, they can put it on their little podcast and listen to it while they're out in the garden.
That's right. That's what I do.
So enjoy us whenever it's handy for you. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can reach us at 281-833-3333. We'll return after this.
Fall is the best time to be outside and the most important time to care for your lawns and gardens. Use MicroLife all-organic fertilizers, liquids, and granulars. Mother Nature will love you for it. Brown patch in your lawn? Not a problem. Use MicroLife Brown Patch or MicroLife MicroGrow. Always safe and always effective. No matter what you plant, MicroLife organic fertilizers are your best choice. MicroLife organic fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
Growing healthier plants is easier when you add Nature's Way Resources Remineralizer. A blend of special Texas mineral-rich sands, Nature's Way Remineralizer provides crucial elements and minerals craved by plants and missing from our Gulf Coast soil. Your garden, yard, and trees will grow stronger, healthier, and resistant to pests. Here's the best part. Your harvest will be more nutritious and delicious. Find Nature's Way Remineralizer at leading garden centers. There's a location near you at natureswayresources.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now at 281-833-3333.
And happy gardening, everybody. Yes, if you are here in Houston, Texas, or the surrounding areas in South Texas, we can garden about 12 months out of the year. At least dabbling, because you never know. You know, it might be cold one morning and then it's warm the next, and you can get out there and spruce things up. And that's what we're all doing for this Thanksgiving week approaching. I know we're getting the indoors of our houses all spruced up, but don't forget.
But you need to put out those annual flowers to impress your friends when they're walking up to the door.
Yes, it just it puts a smile on people's faces. I much prefer flowers outside. I love indoor flowers, you know, but those are gone in a few weeks, you know.
Except for orchids.
Yeah. Orchids are fun. Yeah. And we haven't talked about houseplants. We can touch on those. But I do have a few questions that I want to make sure that we get in because I've got a stack of them. And I want to touch on Marianne sent in a question about that she has something chewing on her cabbage leaves. How does she fix that, Anita?
It's probably a caterpillar of some sort. And you can catch them in the mornings if she wants to do that. But you can also spray with spinosad. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right.
I think so.
And that's a caterpillar disease in a bottle, so to speak.
Really?
It's a Bacillus thuringiensis type of bacteria that will affect the caterpillar, but it won't affect you.
Oh, okay. All righty. It's just very targeted.
Very targeted, yes.
Yeah, and we want to be careful about that because, you know, if this is something you're going to eat, you definitely don't want to use chemicals anywhere near what's going on.
And only on that. You know, I listened to you last week speaking with Danny about how you don't want to put it everywhere because you don't want to kill the caterpillars that grow into butterflies or moths or some of the desirable insects.
Yes, yes. Well, that's a great information because there are some good caterpillars, but if it's eating your food, you know that you want to get rid of those guys. Now, anything that she can do to prevent that, or is it just going to happen?
Spinosad will prevent it. Yeah.
But I mean, even before she plants, when she plants her veggie garden, what are some things that we can do to prevent pests?
She can mulch with gravel around there.
Okay.
Because they don't want to be in the gravel.
Really?
Yeah. And we sell Mexican beach pebbles, so I have a lot of those. I actually mulch with those. That way I don't get soil splashing on the leaves of the lettuce and all that. I hate that. I hate washing lettuce.
Yes. So pebbles, I didn't think about that in the veggie garden.
But it's expensive. But then again, you can reuse them over and over again, too. So
Yeah, it's easy enough to churn up. Now, what about host plants? When I'm planting in my veggie garden, does that help prevent anything?
Not that I know
of. No, it just helps to pollinate.
Right. I know in some greenhouses they'll plant a plant that is more likely to attract bugs to keep them off of the other plants.
Okay.
And a plant is floating around the back of my mind. I can't think of it.
It'll come to us at some point,
yes,
and we'll remind people. Okay, so preparing that veggie garden. But right now for Marion, I'm going to let her know about the spinosad.
There it is. It's spinosad.
Oh.
I said it wrong. I always say it wrong.
Is it spinosad? I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either. potato.
Yes, that's right. That's right. They know what we're talking about because we've talked about it before on this show.
We have.
Okay. Well, I will let her know about that, and hopefully that'll help with her cabbage so that she can get that on the table next week. And then, Anita, we've also got somebody who is asking us about preparing their plumerias for the winter.
Yes.
Okay. So we've had them blooming, and how do I winterize my plumeria is what Carol wants to know.
Well, if they're in the ground, you got to dig them up for sure.
Okay.
And you want to let all the leaves drop off. It's messy. Put it in your garage and just leave them alone.
Really?
If it gets as cold as it did that one winter, down in the teens, get it out of the garage and into your house.
Wow.
Just for that period of time.
Okay.
Which is what I did during the Snowmageddon or whatever we call that. And if they're in pots, you can either bring them into your garage and let them drop all their leaves. Don't water them. Or dig them out of the pots. I'm going to dig mine out of the pots because I'm going to plant geraniums in my big pots.
Oh.
And so you can store them bare root in your garage. It looks... And they'll be fine.
Really?
My friend, Cindy, the uber amazing plumeria grower, I don't know how many she has, but she digs them up all out of her yard, and then she puts them in her convertible car and drives to – she has so many of them, she has to rent a storage unit. And
puts
them in a storage unit for the winter, yeah.
Oh, that is so
fun. She sent me pictures of her driving along with these – giant plumerias in the back of her convertible.
Wow.
So,
and she just and she just plops them. I mean, you don't have to put them on anything
special.
You don't
have to do anything. Yeah. They are tough. They store a lot of energy in those thick branches.
Yes, the branches are very thick.
Yes.
Well, I'm still working on becoming an expert. You gave me a plumeria.
Oh, I did.
Yes, you did. Uh-huh. So, and it hasn't gone through a winter yet. I think I got that in the springtime.
Yeah.
So I am going to... I'm probably just going to take it in its pot.
Yeah.
And then put it in the garage.
Do not water it.
Okay.
No, no, no.
Done with watering
yes.
our plumerias.
Yes.
Well, it's funny that you've got the friend Cindy, and I have a friend Kim, and she puts the most beautiful pictures of plumerias up, and I'm not there yet. I have not mastered the plumeria growing yet, and I really want to because they're very pretty.
Yeah. Well, I remember I told you I soil stimulator.
Okay.
I had a plumeria in the ground, and I went out and I was pouring what I thought was diluted soil stimulator on my plumeria, and I'm pouring it, and I'm thinking, gosh, that's really yellow looking. And I realized I was pouring straight soil stimulator on my plumeria. It is blooming today.
Wow.
It never stopped blooming.
It's a plumeria on steroids.
Well, it's a testimonial to organic fertilizers, too. You can overdo it, but it's really, really, really hard.
Wow.
Especially if they're in the ground. You really can't overdo it in the ground, but in a pot, maybe.
Now, they get so tall.
Yes.
And that's okay. You just let the leaves fall, but you don't trim it back.
You can trim them back, and they'll sprout three new plants.
Oh, so what's a good
branches.
Time to trim
them now that back? I don't know. I've never really trimmed them except by accident.
So you just leave them and let them grow.
Yeah.
Okay. But let's get those plumerias inside and definitely stop watering them.
Yes.
We're done watering them and we'll talk about when you should water them, when you should water them. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and what are you going to plant for color in your garden this weekend?
Your beautiful yard starts here at Sienna Mulch. Hi, I'm Ashley from Sienna Mulch. We're a family-owned green recycler and manufacture our own premium hardwood mulch. Come find the varieties of mulch, compost, soil, sand, gravel, and stone that add more beautiful to your yard. No truck? No problem. We deliver. While here, grab your favorite fertilizers, plant food, and landscaping tools. Everything to give your yard a beautiful start. Visit Sienna Mulch off 521 in Rose Sharon. Online at siennamulch.com.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Time for a tree? Fall is the best time to plant one. You're listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros. You can reach Anita Nelson, who is our Home Show Garden Pro expert this morning, at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And we were going through a couple of questions. We just talked about your plumerias, so get them in the garage or, you know, somewhere where they're not going to need any care, but they get some protection. Stop watering them. Just leave them alone.
Yes.
Until the spring.
Yep. Put them out of your mind. Don't think about them at all.
Right. Now, you mentioned at the break, when you do put your plumeria back in the ground in the spring, and define spring, when are they going to do that? In
April, late April probably.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. All right.
When all freeze chances are passed.
All right. What are they going to do before they put the plumeria back in the pot or the ground?
Dig a hole. I know.
Step one.
Well, you would fertilize. And my friend Cindy, who is so good at growing plumerias, she takes straight liquid Fisher Molson and pours it in the hole.
Wow.
I don't know how much she uses.
Yeah.
And then she plants it.
Yeah. I love the measurement, the glub-glub.
Yes. Glub-glub.
Glub-glub.
Which, again, is a perfectly legitimate measurement if you're organically growing things.
And that's right. That's right. Because it's all organic and it's not going to hurt you or the plant or your pets or your grandchildren.
Yes.
So that's important. Now, we are getting these colder days and pretty consistently, which is interesting because it sort of hit and then it's been consistent because many times we have the ups and downs.
Ups and downs.
Now, we should we be noticing that our like gnats and that sort of thing are going away off of our plants, or what's happening with these temperature changes and pests on our landscaping plants?
Most of them are going away.
Okay.
I think I heard Sandy or Danny mention that the grasshoppers are still hanging around.
Okay.
But they're not going to be around much longer. It's just getting too cold for them. So that's another joy of gardening in the fall. You're not going to deal with bugs.
Yeah, not as many pests. So the swarming and the little white flies and that sort of thing shouldn't be as big of an issue. Now, you had mentioned brown patch. And can we put brown patch out if we don't have brown patch right now?
I think you should because it's fertilizer number one. So you're doing two things at one time.
Okay. It's not just concentrated just for brown patch.
And it's not species specific to kill brown patch. Oh. It's adding a fungi that actually you want living in the soil that will attack the brown patch.
The bad fungi.
The bad fungi, yes. So you're just getting your lawn prepped to fight off brown patch if it does come into your yard.
But it also has fertilizer.
Yes.
Makeup in it also, so it's great. You don't have to use that and the 624. You can just put in the brown patch and you've got it covered.
It's the old killing two birds with one stone thing,
right? And it's a preventative as much as it is.
That's the word, preventative.
Yeah. So it's a good way to make sure, because boy, once that brown patch starts, it's hard to stop it. And I know I use it routinely every fall because there was one area in my backyard and you can see where it's trying to come back, but I think I've halted it. And I've also had to nurture that soil, lift it up a little bit because it was a lower area.
And did you put any Nature's Way compost, leafy compost?
Well, that's always what I use.
Yes. Yeah.
Because it was, one, it was a lower area, mm-hmm. so I guess it sort of attracted that.
Right, and weakened the grass, too.
Right, and the soil. Mm-hmm. So Nature's Way, when I was first dealing with it, mm-hmm. I lifted up the area just a little bit because I didn't want to just put topsoil on there. I needed the nutrients from the Nature's Way leaf mold compost. And then, yes, then the brown patch on there. So anyway, nurture those lawns and gardens. And, you know, for people who maybe don't want to get outside right now, we have not talked about houseplants.
Yes.
So in the fall, it's a nice time to sort of regroup on what's going on with your houseplants.
Yes. We just got in a shipment of new ones.
Ooh.
A lot of the chartreusey light green ones, which I think is great in the wintertime. You mm-hmm. want to make things as bright as possible, so a bright houseplant is great. But I did want to share a story. I sure. have one of the Swiss cheese philodendrons?
Yes.
Well, I have several. It got mealybug on it, which mealybug can be a really pernicious insect to get on your houseplants. The tip is to put alcohol in a cotton swab and touch everyone, but it takes forever to do that. So I took my Swiss cheese plant and I put it outside where it got sun on it, not full sun, just morning sun for maybe an hour. And that took care of it.
Really? Well, yes. And I've heard, maybe it was Mary who mentioned one time, you know, sometimes they just want to go outside.
Yeah.
They just need some, you yes. know, they sort of need to regroup.
Yes. And there's no, if it's not freezing,
yeah.
almost all your houseplants are going to be fine to take them outside and leave them out for a while in the winter if you're getting bugs on them or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because it is getting warmer inside, and there we might see the bugs. We may not yes. be seeing them outside on our landscaping, but we may be getting them inside. So
yeah.
that's one good way, taking some of those plants outside. And let's
especially with the rain right now, you know.
Oh, I know.
They're getting the natural rain, not
right.
the water.
The chlorinated city water.
And the fluoride
water.
And the chlorine. Yeah.
Exactly. That's
yes.
a great hint. So get them outside for fresh air and the fresh water.
If you have the time.
Right. This is Home Show Garden Pros, and you can reach us at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. We'll return after this.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. This is Joey from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes. Now's the time to color up before Turkey Day. It's hard to believe that Thanksgiving is right around the corner. So if you have company coming this year, it's time to get your pots replanted and get some color in your landscape. Here are a few favorites that make it really easy to have great color in the wintertime. We have lots of beautiful pansies, violas, dianthus, snapdragons, alyssum, and much more. We've got lots of great evergreen shrubs this time of year. Now is the perfect time to replace your evergreen shrubs in your landscape. Planting now gives your shrubs plenty of time to get established before the heat of next summer sets in. Even though your lawn's about to go dormant, it's still important to give it some nutrients that it needs throughout the winter. Fertilizing with a winterizer this time of year will keep the grass green longer and also build the roots over the winter for a healthy start in the spring. Christmas trees will be arriving soon. Our Fraser and Noble Firs come from family-owned farms that have been in the business for years and years. They pride themselves on quality and freshness of their trees and farming practices. We'll have them ready to go soon, so come on out and you're sure to find the one that's perfect for your family. Enchanted Gardens is located at 6420 FM 359 in Richmond, convenient to Cinco Ranch, Katy, in Richmond. Enchanted Forest is located at 10611 FM 2759, and also in Richmond, convenient to Sugar Land and Rosenberg. And now back to Home Show Garden Pros with Sandy and Anita.
And thank you for listening. This is Home Show Garden Pros. You can reach us at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And that was Danny from Enchanted Forest. And I loved all of the reminders he just gave us about color, about Christmas trees, about veggies, about planting trees. So we can do it all. And speaking of Christmas trees, Miss Nelson at Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, do we have Christmas trees coming soon?
Yes, they're coming Tuesday.
Tuesday, so you can get your tree before Thanksgiving.
Yes, and here's my tip.
Okay.
Get your tree, put it up, and for Thanksgiving, a fun family activity will be to decorate the tree.
Yay! And actually, what I would really like is I'll have the tree up, but you go upstairs in the attic and bring the decorations down.
Yeah.
That's the part I miss, having the house full where basically every child could bring one box down and we were done.
Yeah.
So now it's me going up and down the stairs. So I don't know why we don't build houses that have some huge star.
You can't store them in the garage?
No, there's no room in the garage. But yes, we need a downstairs storage closet for the tree. And the trees, we have a artificial tree that we can use also, and that's upstairs. So yes, I'd much rather have a beautiful, fresh Christmas tree. The smell of that as people walk in the door for Thanksgiving. But yes. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
You know, people, anybody.
Especially if you have grandchildren. Yes.
Right. But I mean, any age, you love just putting an ornament or two on the tree. Yep. And that's a good idea. I think that's a fun one. Now, you know, we talk about color for the fall, planting them in your landscaping and everything. Now, what about color that we can bring in the house? Like mums, we can buy some mums and bring them in the house for the week, right?
Yeah, Christmas cactus.
Okay.
Cyclamens could bring them inside for a little bit.
Okay.
Just for the day, maybe, and then pot them outside. I love the colors of cyclamen, especially the red.
The bright red ones.
And, of course, orchids. Yeah.
So if someone comes to your house for Thanksgiving and brings in a mum, you know, that's already in a little decorated pot.
Yeah.
So you can have that inside during Thanksgiving, and then what do I do with it?
Plant it, and it'll come back and bloom in the spring and then again in the fall.
Oh.
It's a perennial down here.
It is.
Yes. Up north it's not, but down here it'll come back year after year after year.
Okay. So when it's done blooming, what do I do with the – do I nip off all of the buds?
Yeah. It's called deadheading.
Okay. So go ahead and deadhead that mum.
Yeah.
But don't toss it out when it dies.
Yeah,
no, those
it.
Are good. You can still plant it and use it. So that's the kind of flower that is – nice to bring to somebody's house if you're going.
Yeah.
Because that's something that they're not going to throw away.
Yes. Well I was thinking about today, we still have plenty of citrus. And I thought, that's a great Christmas gift.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they may not plant it until spring, but you can keep it outside and just
bring it in
the pot, bring it inside if we're going to have a freeze. And then they, because you know you're going to go buy citrus in the spring.
Right. Oh, and it's so fun. And that
it would make a really nice gift, I think, to give someone an orange tree, lemon tree, grapefruit tree, any of those.
And then, you know, they can put it in a pot because what I've learned recently is so many people have their citrus in pots.
Yeah.
Especially because many of us, at least I lost a lot of citrus at that big freeze.
Yes.
So I kind of had to start over. I mean, I had 20-year-old trees, mature ones that were gone. And planting them in a pot is a great idea because then it's so much easier to bring them in the garage.
As long as you have a dolly.
Dolly or a wagon.
Yes.
You know, at least the first few years when it's not too heavy.
Too heavy.
So that is a great idea for a Christmas gift.
Yeah.
And that's so satisfying because you get a product from it too, not just beauty.
It's a gift that keeps on giving.
It is. Okay. Well, great. So that's citrus tree because we had talked about that earlier. And do you still have some at Nelson's?
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
We brought them in for fall to encourage people to, this is the real time to plant them, not so much in the spring. But yes, you can do it in the spring. But, you know, it's really hard to get people to plant things in the fall. I think we physically, as the days get shorter, we get slower. We tend to put on weight. You know, we're getting ready for the winter. But in the spring, as the days get longer, we're just pepped up, pep.
Oh, I know, the sunshine.
And we want to go and plant and do things like that, and we don't in the fall, but you got to force yourself down here in Houston, you transplants. This is when you do want to plant, because then you'll make life easier for yourself next summer.
Right. And there, like I said, it seems like there's always something that we can do. Mm-hmm. And that sometimes that we need to do out in the yard, like you say, to prevent worse later on.
Yeah.
And even just weed pulling. I mean, I still have fun pulling weeds, you know.
Weeds are fun to pull after a rain.
Oh, and they're so easy because you get the whole root.
Yes.
I mean, it just pulls right out, and that's very satisfying. So that is great information. So we've got Christmas trees coming, citrus trees, and fun gift. And you can take a mom to somebody. You could even write a little note on there. If it's someone who doesn't garden or doesn't know much, you could even have a 1, 2, 3 steps. Mm-hmm. As a little, you know, in their little card, you know, clip the dead heads off after they're gone, plant it, and it'll rebloom in the in the spring.
And then there are the house plants that are so easy care, the sansevierias, the snake plants.
Oh, that's, yeah.
I mean, those are just so easy.
Right.
Just put them in a window that gets indirect light, water them when you think about it, and not too often, and then they're just there. They'll provide that greenery. And
yeah, there are times when I walk by some of my house plants and I'm like, oh my gosh, I haven't watered you in, you know, 3 weeks, and it's still as happy as can be. Now I will give it some water, and of course it perks up more.
I have an interesting story to tell about watering house plants. I have a friend in New Orleans who has one of those house plant grooming businesses for corporations.
Oh yes.
You know, they come in once a week, they trim, they do all their things to keep the house plants looking fresh and good at all times. Well, Katrina hit, and if you remember, they made everybody leave the city.
Yeah, yeah.
And they closed it down for 3 weeks. So they thought when they came back, they'd have to replace all those house plants. Nope, not at all. A 10% loss of houseplants.
Wow.
They were fine.
For 3 weeks, yeah.
Being neglected, not watered, they were okay.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So that goes to show you, those of you who
water every single week, you don't.
Well, don't. But those who think you can't grow something and it's a lot of work, it's not.
It's not. No.
Yeah.
And then you find the place where they like it and in the house. And that's important, especially when we start turning on our heaters. We're got to be careful of where we put them a little bit, I guess.
Yeah.
So this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I am here with Anita from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, and she is our Home Show Garden Pro, taking your calls at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333.
More carbon is a good thing for your plants and soil. Carbon-rich fertilizers are best for both this time of year. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
And good morning. We had a rough summer, and we are in the fall. And like we've talked about, it is a great time to get down those defenses like brown patch. Add your brown patch to your lawn. MicroLife Brown Patch 513, you don't need to remember the number. It's a brown and white bag. It is all organic. It contains disease-fighting bacteria and fungi. It's got the good guys in it. It adds billions of beneficial microbes to your lawn. Your yard and landscaping are hungry after fighting that summer's heat that we had. It seems like a long time ago, but we need to get our lawns fed. Feed what they need with MicroLife organic fertilizers. Add MicroLife liquids, which you've heard us talking about. We love the MicroLife MicroGrow and the MicroLife seaweed, liquid seaweed. Deliver the highest nutritional value possible, and it will not burn your plants or your lawn. It's all organic, safe for you, your children, and your pets. For healthy soils, healthy plants, and healthy people, find MicroLife at your favorite Home Show Garden Pro. Find your neighborhood location at microlifefertilizer.com.
Love that MicroLife.
Yes, we do love the MicroLife.
This is Anita and Sandy at Home Show Garden Pros. Give us a call at 281-833-3333.
Well, and we, right before the break, we were talking a little bit about houseplants. And I have a question for you, Anita. You had mentioned, you know, go ahead and put your houseplants on the patio or on your balcony or on your front porch. And let them get some of this natural rain is really good for them, and let them get some air. But how often do I need to repot my plants or add soil? Is there a routine or what should I be looking for?
Well, when you water the plants, sometimes the soil compacts a little bit, so you could add soil at that time.
Okay.
The time to replant a house plant is when it becomes pot bound, and you'll know because it can pop right out of the pot and
the whole thing. Yes.
The whole thing, the roots, the soil, nothing falls off of it. It's ready to be bumped. We call it bumping up. That's the technical term.
Okay.
For it, yeah. Oh. And at that time, you can may even some plants can be divided, so you can put that same plant back into another pot, and then put that same pot, and then put it, the new divided one into another pot.
Into another. Nice.
Yes.
Now, when I divide it, can I literally just sort of spread it apart?
Yes, you can. Okay. Usually the plant, you can look at it and you'll see two, three, four growing points.
Yeah.
They call it a crown. And yeah, you can just gently pry it apart.
Nice.
In some cases, you have to cut it apart.
Right.
But yeah.
It's going to recover.
Yes, it will recover.
I can picture that with my ivy.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what I think, because I can tell the compacted soil, but I was wondering about, well, maybe I just need to add soil, but
now,
I bet
ivies,
you I need to divide it.
You know, I don't know if you can divide ivies. I've never divided them.
I can cut them and regrow them. That I've done.
That you can do.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
So maybe just in a bigger pot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bump them up. And you can reroot those hanging things in some water.
Right. Well, Anita, we have got a line of callers here. We've got Trish, Carrie, and Susie. So, Trish, what's on your mind for Anita? Trish?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Had a question.
Yeah.
I have a couple of cats that have adopted my yard, but unfortunately, one of them loves to go in one flower bed and does its business there, and it's near amaryllis, and it's tearing at my amaryllis apart, literally, you know, by the scratches and all that after it does its business.
Aww.
And I was wondering, is there a way to is there a chemical I can spray in the flower bed that can just, you know, make it unattractive for the cat to get in there,
deter it?
Yeah, you probably can buy urine. We don't carry it, like wolf urine, or I've heard people talk about that, coyote urine or something like that. But what I do, I had a cat that did that, and I went and bought those skinny bamboo stakes that you can find at a garden center. They're usually dyed green. And I cut them into 6-inch, 8-inch pieces, and I poked them all around in my flower bed like that. And the cat... The cats started staying away from them, and after about 2 months, I pulled them all up, and they never went back into that bed again.
So it sort of trained them to stay away from it. It was too much work.
But I think feed stores sell the urine. I'm not sure.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, okay, how you said you cut them up, how long?
Eight inches or so, you know, so that they're about the same level as the plants. And that way, they go in there and they're like, and everywhere they step, they're getting poked by the bamboo, and they don't like it, and they won't dig in there anymore.
It's too much work for them to just go in and do their business.
But I don't like getting poked.
And poked. Okay.
Yes.
That's good. That's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
Well, good. Well, good luck with those cats, deterring those kitty cats. Yeah. Well, thanks for your call, Tish. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Well,
bye-bye.
And Anita, I don't know if you remember hearing about my armadillos.
Yes.
So we had those, and we were told to use cayenne pepper.
Okay.
So, and there are other deterrents that you can use that aren't going to harm other animals or anything. But anyway, my dog sitter one weekend, she caught him, and my vet actually released them into the bayou for me. Mm-hmm. So that was very nice. And I haven't seen him since, so hopefully they won't come back next year. So thank you for your call, Trish. And we have got Carrie on the line. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning. Appreciate the call. Taking my call.
Of course.
Back in early October, did the fall things for fertilizer, pre-emergent, the brown bag.
Brown patch,
Brown patch, thank you. And even when I called y'all about that time, y'all recommended a super seaweed.
Uh-huh.
And the grass, a lot of my grass, probably half my yard looks like it's the springtime because probably the seaweed. But I've got several oblong or round, like dead patches, I was wondering if you think it might, but I got new growth coming in it. I was wondering if it might be brown patch or just normal dormancy.
I think it's probably brown patch. And the new growth coming in, is it, do you have St. Augustine?
Yes.
Okay, so I bet the new growth is, St. Augustine is really a vine. And I'll bet it's the little vine tendrils, that's not the right word, growing into that brown patchy area and re-grassifying it, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what I saw with my neighbor's yard. That's exactly what happened. After we treated with brown patch, new grass did not come up where that was, but the St. Augustine crept back in there and filled it back in again.
Yeah, with its
legs. Well, you know, I say it's St. Augustine. Looks like I've got a Heinz 57, but primarily it's St. Augustine.
Yeah.
Well, should I put brown patch fertilizer down again or just let it go?
Can't hurt. Go ahead. Go for it.
All right. Yeah, I have some left.
And some leaf mold compost, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Get the soil healthy for St. Augustine is going to creep back in there.
Yeah. I've seen those vines coming out. Vines and legs. I don't know what it is that you call them. I'm not the expert here. But is that a low area?
No. It's
no. Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah, it's we live on not a hill, but it's probably got a 10 or 15 degree slope.
Yeah, that brown patch creeps in and we do what we can, but it sounds like you may have kind of caught it ahead of time. I mean, if the new St. Augustine is creeping in there,
that's a good sign.
That's a good sign, right? Because it likes whatever soil is there. So I think you did the right thing. Thank goodness you got that brown patch on down in October. Well, great. Well, anything else we can help you with?
No, y'all have a great show. I've gotten a lot of good information from y'all, and I appreciate what y'all do.
Well, thanks for listening, and thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Happy Thanksgiving. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and when we return, Anita, we have got Susie on the line after this.
Think your old patio set needs replacing? New ones are pricey. Good thing Houston Powder Coaters give old patio sets new life. They not only recoat your old set better than new, they repair welds and replace final straps and sling fabrics, plastic feet caps, and inserts. And that rusty hardware? Replaced with new stainless steel. Get better than new for less from the industry experts at Houston Powder Coaters. Schedule free pickup at HoustonPowderCoaters.com. HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, this is John Ferguson, Nature's Way Resources. Want everybody to come into the nursery because fall is the time for planting, especially for our fruit trees and citrus. And we have orders arriving daily, got a full selection, everything from avocados to grapefruits. So come in and get it. We also have a lot of the annual fall color coming in. In addition, we've put in a new rack due to customer requests. We found a supplier of heirloom, non-GMO organic seeds that are not treated with pesticides. So when they germinate, they don't poison our pollinators like our bees and butterflies. Additionally, this past summer, we've been working on expanding the nursery. We've added more shade cloth, working on drainage, and just added some new technology, a digester for food waste to water your plants with. And also this time of year, it's always great to top dress your lawn with compost. It's one of the best ways to prevent fungal diseases like brown patch. And at the same time, get a little remineralizer and add those trace and micronutrients back to your soil. So come see us at Nature's Way Resources. Nature's Way Resources, we're located just off the intersection of I-45 and FM 1488. Go west one block over the rail track, make a right, and you run into us. We're hard to miss. We're open from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and 8 to 2 on Saturday. So come visit us and enjoy the grounds. And now back to Sandy and Anita.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros you are listening to. And I am here with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. She is your Home Show Garden Pro. And Anita, we have got Susie on the line. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning. How are y'all?
We're good. How are you?
I'm good. Listen, I have two or three questions. The first one is about the plumerias that you were talking about. We have two really big ones, and one of them started, the leaves on it started kinking up. kind of curling and kinking.
Yep.
Not all of the leaves, but every now and then, it on the new growth, it would do it. And the other plumeria, it never did that. One is in the backyard that I think gets more sun, and the one in the front is the one that started doing it. And we didn't have a lot of blooming on either of them.
The one that the leaves are kinking, are they turning a color too, or are they just curling up?
Just curling up. Of course, you know, if it got too much water, one would turn yellow and fall off, you know, if it got too much rain.
Mm-hmm.
But I use the Rev when I water, and my husband was thinking that it was the Rev that caused it, but I use it on the house plant and all the other plants outside and even on the other plumeria, and it never did that. So
okay. So, Anita, do you have some tips for her on that plumeria?
Yeah, I have never had that happen, but I looked it up, and they're talking about, first of all, they need a lot of light, bright light. Mm-hmm. I have mine in full sun. And also, the Dakota Rev is a great product, but it might be lacking in some nutrient that's causing those leaves to curl like that. So I would, you know, give them a broader diet, give them some fish emulsion or my favorite soil stimulator along with the Dakota Rev. And you know, this problem is going to go away anyway, because all those leaves are going to drop off when you put it in your garage. So when you replant it next spring, you know, I'd use that fish emulsion. Like my friend Cindy, fish emulsion probably has all kinds of nutrients in it, and micronutrients in particular. She just pours it directly in the hole before she plants her plumeria. Fish emulsion, that's a generic name. They're all different manufacturers who produce fish emulsion, but it's fish. It's a liquid fish, ground up fish and seaweed and stuff that you would put into the hole.
So great food for it when you replant them.
Yeah,
and then sun. Remember, you know when you're replanting them in the spring next April,
they're not going to bloom if they don't get enough sun.
Yeah, they like sun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, fun conversation about plumerias. I'm glad you followed up with us, Susie, about that to help other folks. Maybe they're running into that. So good. Thank you, Anita and Susie.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you. And I also have money trees. You know what those are? I mean, that's what I've always called them.
Money trees. The indoor plants?
Well, I have two really big ones that I've kept outside, and they've done great.
Okay.
I have one small one that I have inside, and it's done great.
Okay.
But the two big ones, I mean, they're big. They're tall, standing by both sides of my front door. We've moved them inside. So I was wondering how to do those through the winter. I know in the plumerias you said stop watering.
Okay. So on those money plants, Susie, we are going to take a quick break, and we are going to come back and address your money plants. I have to take a break, but we'll be right back, okay?
Okay, thank
Thanks.
You.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Thank you for listening. And we have got Susie on the line. Susie was asking us, Anita, about a money tree. Now, Susie, you've got indoor and outdoor money trees that you've got? No.
Yes. The indoor one is a small one.
In
a pot in a window. And the other two are big on the front.
Okay. So what's the problem that you're having with them?
No problem. I just wondered if you addressed them in the winter a particular way, like you do the plumeria.
Okay. All righty. Anita, what do you have for that? How do we take care of those plants in the winter?
Well, they're strictly indoors, so she'll have to dig them up and put them in a pot and bring them inside for the winter.
Okay.
They need to get indirect light. They need to get watered in the when they're in the pot, that you can't just leave them alone like the plumeria.
Right.
Okay.
And use a liquid fertilizer when you do fertilize them.
Okay.
I've used Rev on those too. Mm-hmm. And I'm also getting leaves that crink up as well.
I think that you need to broaden the type of fertilizer that you're using.
Yeah.
I switch mine up all the time. I don't use the same thing.
Okay.
I use Dakota Reb as well.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So fish emulsion or some sort of a different liquid fertilizer, organic, we try and go to. And MicroLife's got a lot of those.
Right. Yeah. Just a broader diet for the plant.
Yeah. Great.
Okay. Well, and I was just going to say that, excuse me, indoors I have 32 different plants.
Good for you. That's
a jungle.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, I love indoor plants. Actually, I have maybe about 45. Some of them have more than one plant in them. Some pots have more than one plant. But I get a lot of lights. They're good in their place.
Wonderful.
And stay there. And I water them once a week with the Rev. And they love it. I mean, I have nothing inside that's crinked.
Sounds like you're doing a great job on those. And I love that call about so many indoor plants. So we appreciate your call, Susie. And thank you for letting us know about your successes in there. And you've been listening to Home Show Garden Pros. I'm sorry we kind of lost her off there. We're running out of time. Now, Anita, you've got something coming up at Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, don't you?
Yeah, December 3rd. Santa and Buddy the Elf are coming to the shop for photo opportunities, to buy a tree from 10 until noon on Saturday, December 3rd.
Okay, Saturday, December 3rd. Don't forget about that at Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. And like I said, you can follow them on Facebook and follow Home Show Garden Pros, and we'll share all of our pros information also. And Anita, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
You have been a great expert and great callers. Thank you all for listening. And we wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. And get out there in the garden and think about getting that Christmas tree. So this has been Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
homeshowradio.com. Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.